No, we were very happy going on as underdogs, you know, thinking that they felt maybe all they had to do was turn up. They were going to railroad over the unions, another unions team. They were so used to doing it at senior level. So we thought, well, here goes. Going on as underdogs, there's a chance that we'll catch them on the hop, because we knew the talent and the skill that we had in our squad. So we kind of felt that here goes. We'll do it.
Yeah.
We'll get them on the hop, and we'll come out the right end of it.
And but obviously, you know, you played it. They won the toss and played with the win in the first half, and you were, you know, you had coped reasonably well. They had got away from you, but then you got back with a goal from a great ball from Niall O'Donnell and a super finish by Brian McIntyre.
Oh, it was super, absolutely. That's the kind of football that we know we can play, and that's the kind of football that we have been training for all year. Eddie Brennan has them going there, the long ball in and the quick ball in, you know, and the boys are the forward are there to finish up. I mean, they have the skill and the talent, but there was probably a nervousness about them today. They've heard all in the past about these great Cross McGlen teams and stuff like that, and I think that maybe got to them a wee bit, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just assuming that's what it was, you know.
Yeah. And I suppose the first of the killer blows was immediately after that. They broke the ball in the field and got a goal at the other end. I know there's a little bit of controversy about it. Different opinions on it. One umpire that waved it wide.
Uh-huh.
The players protested and the referee and the other umpire decided to award it. How did you see it?
Well, I kind of seen it. I thought, well, if it was a goal, the ball would have been in the net.
Yeah.
But instead of that, it was behind the net. So, and I mean, we checked the net. There didn't seem to be any holes for it to get out anywhere. So I think the umpire called it right. But anyway,
yeah.
That wasn't the way it was to be, you know.
Yeah.
And I got a wee bit of heart when I saw that the umpire waving it wide. I said, oh, because those things can happen. You know, they can go around the wrong side of the post and stuff like that. It's all possible. But whatever.
Yeah.
The goal was given. And as I say, our bit of elation was short-lived.
Yeah, having said that, they went in, I think, 5 points, but you got a couple of points just before half-time, and you looked to be going in just 3 down, which you've been happy enough with, and then the penalty.
Like, we would have been very happy going in with 3 points down, you know, because we were going out in the second half to play with the wind, or whatever bit of wind there was there, you know, and we kind of felt, well, with our the type of play that we do, which is the long ball in and the quick ball in, that the forwards would soon finish on a few goals into the nets and stuff like that. That was our game plan. That was the way we saw it was going to pan out.
Mm.
But unfortunately, that wasn't
the penalty.
The penalty came, and that knocked the wind out of our sails. But we still didn't go in dejected at half time. We knew what we had to do, and we asked the boys to go out and give it their all. We didn't want to leave in here with any regrets.
Yeah.
I mean, if you play your best and do as best you can, you can only say, well, we've done our best, we came up short. That's it, you know.
Yeah,
and I think
the
boys will see that too when they get a chance to think about the game and that, you know.
They came out on the stamped authority, I suppose, early on. That was their message.
Yeah.
That was drummed into them at half time. A couple of quick points.
You see, this is it. And I mean, as I say, we've seen throughout this competition that teams have gone in at half time with a good lead and come out in the second half, and the other team has turned them over, you know, and we have seen that in this competition. It seems to be fairly popular in this competition, because at the end of the day, goals won matches, and I mean, unfortunately for us, it was them that got the goals, not us.
And you had possession, but kicked a lot of wides in that second.
We did indeed, you know, and I mean, we just never got, it seems like as if the boys didn't get to grips with the wind, you know, they were depending on the wind, and at the same time, even the local guys here were saying that wind is a kind of a swirling wind, it's not one that you can really easily manage, you know, that you just don't kick the ball up in the air, and the would carry it across, but whatever, we just didn't seem to be able to take advantage of that one, you know.
And I suppose they did, won it in some style with those couple of late goals.
Ah, sure. I mean, once, like at that stage, the heads went down and the game went away from us then at that stage, you know, so it was game over. And it was a pity, really, because I mean, a good tight finish to a game is hard to beat, you know, and it makes everybody feel good, even if you do lose, you know, but to lose with such a margin was it's tight, you know, it's hard to handle, you know.
You said, Kieran, that you never want to leave with regrets. I suppose the one regret is that you lost Rory Carr last week.
Rory was a big loss. And I mean, any team that loses that caliber of a player, it makes it hard for any team to come back from that. But I mean, like the way we've said all year, that our panel is our strong point, and fair play to the boys. You know, there's boys sitting there ready to come in at any stage, and they're a great talented bunch, you know, and they all get on very well together and play very well together. But again, as I say, with the caliber of Rory Carr, I mean, it's to lose that from the team, you know, it's well hard to come back from that, you know. So it's a pity.
Having said that, you got to an Ulster final, I suppose, second best in Ulster to cross Mid Lane isn't the end of the world.
22 years ago today, Urines was here before, and they lost as well that time, but we were hoping to undo that the day, but unfortunately it wasn't to be. Same result again, but should we be back next year again? Okay. There's minor boys, there's nine or ten of that team will be out there again next year, and please God, they've had that experience, and that'll stand to them.